I'm Liam Makelam, KCBS Foodie Chef, Jay Vineyards and Winery. With me, State Chef Faris Kellogg. Chef, good to see you. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you so much.
Well, I'm thrilled to be here. I always begin with a salut or a cheers. My favorite sound. And the question, what are we drinking?
We've got some beautiful non-vintage Brut Rosé. Nice and refreshing in this hot weather.
Well, here we go. After you, Chef.
Ooh.
Lovely.
There's a gift from the gods right there. That is gorgeous. And I love it when the wine matches my jacket. This is radio. I could be wearing anything. Chef's in a Speedo. Just kidding. Off-brand. So, Chef, let's talk a little bit about your journey before we talk about Jay Vineyards and Winery. Your first job in a kitchen, where was it? Where did it all kick off for you?
Sure. My first job in a kitchen was actually at a summer camp in Casadero.
Which is your hometown, right?
Yes, yeah. Born and raised Sonoma County native. Grew up in a small town called Casadero on the Sonoma coast.
So you kept it close to home by being here. You're just, you're hop, skip, and a jump from Casadero here in Healdsburg. Not too far away, right?
Sure. Yeah, actually, my first job out of culinary school was at Kendall Jackson Winery. And I just was really attracted to the lifestyle that those chefs were living. And so I've done quite a bit of traveling around the country and working and made my way full circle back to the wineries.
So back to the wineries, back to Sonoma. Set the scene for us. What does it mean to be a chef here in Sonoma? What do you love about not just the fact that it's home, but by the bounty that Sonoma offers? What is it personally to you?
Sure. I think there's so much to be grateful for in Sonoma County as a chef. And I think it starts with the ingredients. It's incredible. I mean, there's very few places in the world where you can source such amazing produce as well as seafood and game. I think we're, you know, top 10 destinations in the world just there alone. You add in the world-class wine and just a fantastic local culture that I was born and raised in. So I might be a bit biased there, but I do think Sonoma County has a wonderful culture too.
Well, a big piece of my heart is in Sonoma County too. I love it here. When it comes to food, Chef, what the garden grows ends up on the menu here, right?
Absolutely, yeah. We try to partner with local farms as much as possible. I do think the term farm to table gets abused in today's culinary world, but we try to use as much local produce as possible and highlight farms.
Well, Jay Vineyards and Winery, they lead with the wine, the food follows, at least on the menu here. I just had the most exquisite party on my palate lunch. Thank you, Chef. And thanks
welcome
to the team here for the world-class wines. We're in the bubble room. Set the scene for us. What's the bubble room all about? Where are we exactly here in the winery?
Sure, we're in the bubble room, which is our dining room. I think, in a nutshell, what Jay has always been about is challenging tradition and making excellent wines to pair with food.
And, by the way, every time we mention the word bubbles or bubble, we have to clink and drink. I mean, perfect for the bubble. Oh, so sorry, for the bubble lounge, yeah. Whoever eats here later this afternoon is going to have an interesting lunch, because Chef's following my lead here and following along with the pops and the drinks. So, Chef, wine first. When it comes to the menu and putting it together, when all the wines are laid out before you, talk to me about that experience, chef, winemaker, and how you come together and make your choices for a menu.
Sure. We always start with the wine because you can't change the wine. Food is highly malleable, so it's fun to choose some wines first. And I think my best cooking is done when I get some guardrails. Sometimes if I'm just left with no rules, I don't know what I'm doing, and you end up overdoing it. But
So some boundaries with your wine. And let's give the winemaker a little shout out.
Sure, of course. Nicole Hitchcock is an amazing person, as well as a world-class winemaker and just a really excellent team member, humble person, and really knowledgeable. I love working with Nicole.
Do you get excited when there's a new vintage, when you're tasting wines for the first time? Does your head immediately go to, okay, this is going to be great for a beet salad? Oh, this is going to go great with the duck. How does it work for you? Where does your creativity begin? Is that instant taste? Do you sit with it? Do you make notes? Talk me through your process personally, chef to winemaker.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of the most fun parts of my job is that they use me to help build the descriptions of our wines that we use online, as well as to create food and wine pairings. So usually I'm trying the wines before they're available to market, which is really fun. And pretty much immediately when I drink of wine, I think of what I want to eat with it.
Yeah.
For me, that's just where my head goes immediately. So generally, our creative process starts with tasting the wine and then what's happening seasonally for produce.
Well, we're going to begin at the end and work our way backwards because we have in our hand the Brut Rosé here in the bubble room. Oh, sorry, chef.
One more time for good measure.
Best drinking game ever. Best drinking game ever. Brut Rosé, your first few sips of that. Did you think dessert? Did you think a protein? What came to mind?
One of the things I love about this wine is its versatility. I think it does have enough residual sugar to pair with dessert, which we've done today, but also lovely with a variety of savory dishes. I mentioned tomatoes earlier. Yeah. Summer barbecue wine, be fabulous. Nice hot weather. In this case, I think it's sort of a no-brainer with the red fruit. You've got cherries, you've got strawberry. What I think is a really nice and unusual play is the chocolate in wine.
Oh, yeah.
Chocolate is really difficult to pair with wine. And I think it works so well in this case.
I love the zesty pop that you brought to this dish. Talk us through it, the sweet ending to our lunch today, chocolate croissant bread pudding. But you didn't stop there. There's more.
Absolutely, yeah. On top of the pudding, we've got some preserved cherries from Front Porch Farm, as well as some fresh strawberry and cherry, a ginger whipped cream, as well as some orange zest and fig balsamic. We're going to finish that with just a little bit of sea salt.
My word. I love that little whisper of salt, too.
Just a whisper.
Yeah, just a whisper. Just enough. Pinot Noir, edition number 3 from the Russian River Valley, 2018. And that came with, oh my gosh, heaven in every bite, spicy. Or spice, rather, Liberty Duck Breast. Love Liberty Farms. Love everything that they produce. Talk us through this dish, the duck dish with the Pinot Noir.
Sure. We've done a few different iterations of this preparation of duck, but basically it involves curing the duck, smoking it, sous-viding it, and then searing it to order. And we've used a variety of different cultural influences. This one, I would say, is loosely Vietnamese-based, and the rest of the dish is very much just seasonally produce-driven. You've got spring onions, summer squash. We did some lacto-fermented blueberry, maple, and again, coming from Front Porch Farms, we have a beautiful heirloom corn polenta.
Did a trip to Vietnam or Chef David Tu in any way inspire this dish?
Sure, I think...
I knew it!
I think everywhere we travel inspires us, and Chef Tu has been an amazing inspiration, and obviously anytime you travel, it's I would say for a chef, it's just fundamental in your development.
Yeah. See, I do listen to Emma, your publicist.
Yeah.
She whispers things in my ear. I take it in, I do. Let's talk Chardonnay. Chardonnay, Bowtie, Russian River Valley, 2021. Talk us through this dish, Chef. Wait, I'm not going to let you drink alone.
Nope.
Cheers. Here we go. Mm-mm. Oh, my, that is heaven. I mean, we're still drinking a Brut Rosé. Okay, on point, Chardonnay, Bowtie, Russian River Valley. And with this wine came?
So we have Radiatore, which is a, means radiator in Italian, but it's similar to, what am I thinking of, Fusilli. So it's got some nice ridges in the pasta that hold a fava leaf pesto beautifully. We have a goat cheese espuma, so a nice light sauce, as well as some toasted pistachio, lemon oil, and fresh basil coming from Single Thread Farms.
I mean, again, a heavenly dish. I love the layers of flavor, the little whisper of this, whisper of that. And that the pistachio just caught me at the end. It was one of my final bites. I mean, exquisite. And the wine just paired perfectly. Next up. On the home stretch here, the Estate Pinot Gris, Russian River, 2022. I fell in love with this wine. First sip, instant love affair. And you've paired it with another wonderful dish, another one of my favorite things. I love lamb. This was exquisite. So talk us through it. Estate Pinot Gris from the Russian River, 2022 with...
So we did a lamb tartare for this. I think a lot of people get nervous, especially Americans, when you talk about lamb. But I love lamb, and I think in this case there's enough other bold flavors and textures that it just blends in so beautifully with the dish as a whole and really brings out the best in this Pinot Gris. I love the rich mouthfeel that I told you about in this wine, as well as the refreshing citrus. I think it's just a lovely pairing.
Sometimes lamb can be a little gamey, not in this case. And also when I saw the pairing on the page, I went, but perfect, perfect. We kick things off with the Blanc de Noir, Russian River Valley, 2019, I said it to you, I'll say it on the record, the tastiest little gem salad I've ever, ever, ever enjoyed. So many layers of flavor, so many little pops of yumminess, a party on the palate, this one dish alone. Talk us through it, Chef.
Sure, I have to give a shout out to Mexico for this dish, in particular a restaurant.
Muchas gracias.
Yeah. a restaurant called Fauna in Valle de Guadalupe. I had an excellent meal there, and they gave us a grilled lettuce taco, which just blew my mind. At first, I was upset that I was given lettuce as a taco filling.
What?
Yeah, what is this, right? And it was just mind-blowingly delicious, so inspired by those flavors, we've done some grilled little gem, a tart cherry salsa matcha, as well as a miso vinaigrette, a sunflower seed togarashi, and then we're finishing the dish with a really interesting Swedish cheese called Belper Noll, which is made with some whole roasted garlic cloves, and then it's rolled in black pepper. So just a ton of flavor going on in that cheese. It's delicious.
Well, hit the spot. I mean, sensational. The Bubble Room experience, yours to come and enjoy. Before we get into the Shifting the Lens series, some special guests. For those who want to come to the Bubble Room, Chef, when can they come, when can they visit, and how do they book the experience?
Sure. We are open Thursday through Sunday, seatings from 11 to 3 p.m. And you can book the experience online or call us directly at the winery.
Bring some friends. It'll be an extraordinary lunch, memories for a lifetime. You'll be happy you did. Shifting the Lens, an experience, an opportunity to bring some guest chefs here to the winery. So the menu evolving, the flavors shifting. Our next guest chef coming up in August. Firstly, Shifting the Lens, what's the experience all about, Chef?
Sure. Shifting the Lens is all about shifting the lens.
Let's drink to that.
Yeah. Let's drink to that. I think stereotypically, especially in Sonoma and Napa County or quote-unquote wine country, we've seen predominantly Eurocentric cuisines, Spanish, Italian, French.
They get all the love, those Europeans, don't they? Really, maybe too much.
Yeah, a bit obnoxious, really.
Yeah, absolutely. Be gone with you.
I love European food, but it's been so fun. Personally, I have a huge affinity for Asian cuisine as well as South American. Yeah. They've been pivotal in my development as a chef. So to be able to really, you know, amplify that as well as highlight these specific individuals and their stories, their cuisines, it's just really fun and educational for, I would say, you know, selfishly myself, but also the industry, our staff, and the county in general.
Well, it's a wonderful thing to bring these chefs in, to bring them to your kitchen, and for your team also to have this new experience with a new chef, because I know every day there's an opportunity to learn and grow. And when you have a new chef in the kitchen, that opportunity is amplified, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I think from 100 miles up, it seems like an amazing idea. And you know, chefs being what they are, it can always be an interesting combination when you put two of us in the same room.
Oh, yeah.
But it's been amazing so far. We've had some really humble and talented individuals and no issues to speak of. Just a lot of really fun collaboration.
An instant culinary idea factory is born when chefs come together. Let's talk about our August guest chef. Who's coming up next?
Yes, we have Chef Rashida Holmes from Los Angeles. She does amazing Afro-Caribbean food. we got to host both the chefs and just get to know each other a bit, taste the wines. We took a tour of the J.C. Schoen Farm, which is the culinary school I went to. So it was really fun just to show them around Sonoma County, get a feel for their personalities, have them taste through our wine portfolio, and I have gotten a sneak peek into both of their menus, which are going to be very exciting.
Can you tease us with anything?
Oh, you know, I don't want to give too much away.
Just book your spot, right?
Book it. Yeah, all I can say is that you should absolutely book your reservations for this. It's going to be amazing, and, you know, as a creative, world-inspired chef myself, I think these are flavors that are new to me, and I'm very excited.
We have another chef coming up, a top chef, for Alita, Shifting the Lens experience.
Yeah, Chef Damar Brown, amazingly talented chef, has a restaurant in Chicago. It was really fun to watch him walk through the farm here, and just you could just see it on his face how inspiring it was, and talking about you know, the Midwest produce season. I think they have about 2 months to get in there.
We are spoiled because weekly, I mean, the garden grows something new all year round. It's always shifting, always changing. That is a lovely moment, though, isn't it, when you see another chef coming from another place and they get to experience your joy of having so many seasons, you know, and the ever-evolving garden.
Yeah, we have here what I like to call micro seasons. So, you know, produce just comes and goes so quickly in these waves. And really we have, you know, an early spring, late spring, and so on through each of the seasons. So, and each of them uniquely different. So he was here in early spring, and, you know, which is still the middle of winter in Chicago, I think. So
it's still winter. Where are we? May, June?
Maybe starting to thaw out a little bit over there, yeah.
So, Chef, what joy for you. You and your team get to have this experience. You're sharing it with the diners who come through. So, Shifting the Lens, in a nutshell, why should people go online and book a table right here, right now?
In a nutshell, because it's unique, and it is going to a great cause. We're doing some work with the JC to sponsor some students that I feel really good about, being able to bring my career full circle back to the JC, as well as just, you know, doing something good. We're highlighting these new chefs and giving them a chance to bring some flavor to the county.
That's it. Well, as a CIA fellow, sorry to mention another culinary school, but I'm a fellow of the CIA, and giving a leg up to the next generation is so incredibly important. Chef, it's been an absolute delight. The boy from Casadero did all right. And here you are at the helm here, bringing your passion, your talent, and culinary magic to the menu here at the Bubble Room. Oh, you know what I just said? Bubble Room. Cheers. Here we go. So thank you so very much. More, friends, on State Chef Forrest Kellogg and his story, and also how you can book your seat or two. Bring a group, bring the family, bring the neighbors. Shifting the Lens, a wine and culinary experience. And also just come for lunch and experience also at the Bubble Room. Jay Vineyards and Winery. The wines are world class. They are exceptional. You'll be happy you made a resi here. And I'll be back soon, Chef. Cheers to you. Thank you so very much.
Cheers to you.
Friends, more at kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Chap. More wine, please.